This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Let's talk about Max Domi for a second. Ends up getting a $5,000 fine. I thought it was, and I don't think I'm being a homer on this, I thought it was suspension worthy. I thought it was one of the cheapest, dirtiest things that I'd seen in a long time. Where do you stand on what Domi did to Sasha Barkov?
It's disgusting, truly abhorrent, and plays that they should be trying to get out of the game. Now, we don't have to talk about Dmitry Kulikov and the little chicken wing that he gave Mitch Marner earlier in the game. We don't have to talk about, you know, a couple other times the Panthers maybe take a run at the Maple Leaf players. We don't have to talk about that. But Max Domi making the decision from one end of the ice to the other with the game over and running Alexander Barkov, the opposition captain, from behind into the boards. Ridiculous. I'm not surprised he wasn't suspended. I mean, he got a 5-minute major for boarding and got thrown out with like less than a second left. But I think the Panthers might be better off with him being in the lineup for Toronto than him being suspended. I will also say this. I find it incredibly fascinating to do the, well, what if it was this guy? What if Sam Bennett made that hit? What if Aaron Ekblad made that hit? What if Matthew Tkachuk made that hit on Matthews, Marner, Nylander? You name the player. The Sportsnet pregame, postgame, Kevin Bieksa, former player, last year went on this whole 2-minute rant about how Nick Cousins is the dirtiest player in the game. He's taking runs at guys' heads all the time. This and that and all this video. And last night, this dude is sitting up on the panel talking about, you know what? I'm not condoning hits from behind, but I'm cool with that one. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? I'm not surprised he wasn't suspended.
Why we got a tariff them?
51st day.
Oh, no. Goodness. But, okay. Why does to this conversation, why can Ekblad hit a dude in his chest and knock him down and get a suspension, but Domi can skate? I watched it this morning. He skated 80 feet, stalked Barkey, and then just jammed his back and hit his head into the and there's no suspension. I mean, why did Ekblad get punished more than Domi?
I think part of it is that there was no injury to Alexander Barkov, thankfully. I think that has something to do with it. And also, as much as I would love to defend Aaron Ekblad for the hit on Brandon Hagel, it was very much to his head. Like it wasn't to his chest. It was, look, the size difference made a difference for Ekblad on that play, but like there was head contact with his forearm elbow. Like he probably was deserving of a suspension.
I felt this one was more dangerous, though.
I agree.
This one had the potential to be more dangerous
Absolutely.
Than the Hagel hit.
That's the type of I think if that hit happens, I saw somebody say the opposite of this, but I'm not sure I agree, because if that happens in the middle of a game and Alexander Barkov has to miss the rest of the period or whatever,
right,
then comes back, you're going to feel every version of that 5-minute major, and it's going to continue to be a conversation throughout. This was at the end. There was a huge scrum caused by that hit, obviously, but the game was over. So you don't, you, I bet you the majority of the people don't even know that he got a 5-minute major for right. that hit. And we don't know if Barkov would have come back or not, because we heard from Paul Maurice after that he was okay.
But isn't this lining up to be exactly what we want? Because now they have to come out nasty. We've made to be nasty. Isn't this controversy great for the Panthers?
The Panthers built this foundation of this run in the mud. Do you remember the run to the cup before they got to the Vegas Knights? How many scrums? Oh my God, that was their entire game. Every single whistle, there was a scrum. They grew up in the mud, Crowder. They're less like that now, but they are more than willing to play that style.
But Appel, you said, what if Barkey had been hurt? To me, that's the wrong way to look at it, because even if he's not, like, we're playing, that's what upset me. The NHL played the result. Well, Barkov's not hurt. We avoided disaster there. But the point is, even if he's not hurt, that play, 8 times out of 10, leads to somebody getting hurt. And they clearly targeted the Panthers' best player, the guy who has the most impact on the game for the Panthers. So, like, to me, it doesn't matter if he's hurt or not. That play should be a suspension for anybody at any time.
Totally agree, but that's just how the Department of Player Safety operates. And here's the other layer to it, right? So there's been this conspiracy theory. I got to like scooch up on my chair because I'm passionate about this. So there's this conspiracy theory around the NHL, specifically with Toronto fans. It was going around with the Tampa fans last series as well, and it goes back a couple of years too, that former Panther Gregory Campbell is now in the Panthers front office. His father, Colin Campbell, works in the NHL front office, and George Peros is the head of the Department of Player Safety, and he used to play for the Panthers. So there is this belief, this conspiracy theory amongst like a lot of the loud fan voices that, you know, have the popular podcasts with all these teams, especially in Toronto, that there's this massive conspiracy that the Panthers get away with so much because of their relationships with the people in these decision-making positions. And yet there are crickets right now after Max Domi wasn't suspended. So there's this grand conspiracy theory to help out the Panthers and benefit the Panthers. Although again, they want Max Domi playing. So maybe this is the way that they, you know, in a way are, you know, backing the Panthers, but this whole conspiracy about how all their decisions are to benefit Florida. And here they take a run at the Panthers best player. Dangerous hit, dirty hit. Nothing. Crickets from these conspiracy people.
Is that Greg Campbell from the famous CPR line?
Gregory Campbell, yes. Name the other.
Name the rest of the CPR line? Jimmy. I'll go to Jimmy on this one. The famous CPR line.
No idea.
Oh, all right. Fan.
I mean, I thought you were a lifelong fan, Jimmy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, but I don't know the conspiracy line.
No, it's not
a conspiracy line. The old CPR line, the old Panthers line, you know, from the David Booth era.
I mean, you were not stressing over these Pete DeBoer teams trying to make the playoffs in 2008, 2009.
It was Campbell Peltonen. Mm-hmm. Yep. Remember Peltonen's first name, Jimmy?
No.
Oh, all right. I think Jimmy's getting exposed here as a fake Panthers fan. I thought he was the most diehard Panthers fan on the show. And then Radek Dvorak. You remember him?
I do remember him.
I don't think you do.
I don't think he does either.
I think when the Ticket Wizard wears his Radek Dvorak jersey in the suite, you think that's actually Radek Dvorak. I don't even think that you know that's the Ticket Wizard. All right. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground on this.
His first name was Vili, by the way.
Vili. Most importantly, we know, thanks to me, one day we will talk about Liam Eikenberg the way that Solana's talking about Aaron Ekblad. Mark it down. I am telling you. I am telling you. Thank you, Appel. Have a great call Saturday on FS1.
Thank you. Hopefully I can get the words out, unlike I did in this segment.
Can you drop a Liam Eikenberg reference at some point during that MLS game?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now we'll watch.
He's not like DBJ. You know, he'll just agree with us.
One day, I know.
Portland will talk about Kevin Kelsey the way the Dolphins talk about Liam Eikenberg.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't think anyone would miss a beat if you dropped during the broadcast. I think it sounds smooth. All right, Josh Appel. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.